This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Everybody, welcome to another edition of What's On Your Mind. It's the name of the show for a very important reason. We ask it every day. We want to know what's on your mind. Whatever the topic, whatever the conversation you would like to start or something you'd like to get off your chest, it's called What's On Your Mind for a reason. We want to know what's on your mind. 800-228-0550 is how you tell us. That's the toll-free telephone number, 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. You can also email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com gets right to us. Right in the palm of Todd's hand, he has that machine known as the superphone ready to take your questions at 701-226-8503. And mine, if you'd like to text me, 701-367-2054. What's on your mind today, Todd?
Not nearly anything fun. It's called getting ready for a Labor Day weekend. That's what's on my mind.
Is that right? You know, a Labor Day weekend generally means in a political year, that a campaign starts. That's really the crunch time of a campaign would be Labor Day to Election Day. Hard to believe, isn't it? Given we're sort of in the eye of the storm here in North Dakota in this Senate race between the incumbent Heidi Heitkamp and Kevin Cramer, that it really hasn't officially even begun. I mean, it's begun, obviously. Both campaigns are going hard, but when we really start to focus is Labor Day to Election Day. And I was just thinking about that a little bit. I wonder if there are people out there that are yet undecided. Do you think there are, Todd? Do you think people have yet to decide on how, they're waiting for another piece of information. They want to sort of, understand a little more about a particular issue or.
You think this late in the game people are still on the fence?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's really not that late in the game because traditionally we started Labor Day, right? And Labor Day
you're not calling this a traditional campaign, are
true
you?
It's not. True,
I mean,
it's not.
This one's been in the works for months.
Yeah, I guess I would think most people have made up their mind on this race.
Exactly.
You know, that would be my guess that would be the case. But that's on my mind. I'm curious. Are you undecided? Or are you firmly in one camp or the other? Very interested. So why don't you tell us that today? 258-0550, 800-228-0550. And if you are undecided, what you're waiting to hear, what the main thing is. John McCain, in my mind, has thrown a wrench in this whole idea that, look, let's just set aside our political differences and realize that someone that served this country in the Navy and the Congress has passed away, and we're going to honor their service. That's what we were hoping, would come of this event, sort of what we talked about yesterday. To me, John McCain himself has completely blown that theory wide open. And it's over the announcement that he did not want Donald Trump to speak. So, you know, he has a statement prepared, I guess, or his wishes known, and look, after I die, then tell everybody I don't want Donald Trump to speak at my funeral. I want George W. Bush, and I want Barack Obama.
And yet plenty of people are still going to use the president's not speaking as a criticism against him, despite
in other words,
his wishes.
You're saying Trump wouldn't go, and therefore he's the bad guy? You're saying some people are going to say that?
That's right, exactly.
Yeah. We know differently
about
that.
Wouldn't even go and speak. It does, you know, conveniently ignoring that fact.
Completely disgusted by this. I just think it's sickening. And all the uproar is, of course, Donald Trump this and Donald Trump that. And it's just more Trump derangement syndrome. But the most overt, in my mind, tactless gesture of this whole endeavor is from John McCain himself. I guess from, I don't know if it's family member said this or whatever, I don't know exactly who in the McCain family put this out, but to me that's low. It's just ridiculous. So there's a little of that on my mind. Let's go to Chad in Fargo, who's waiting to weigh in and tell us what's on his mind on the program today. Hello, Chad, how are you?
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Not too bad. You really don't want to ever say anything bad about the dead, but John McCain fleeced us, and Obamacare, he caused a lot of problems. He was a swamp creature. I'm glad he's gone. Not the sense that he's passed away, but the fact of the matter is that he's no longer a senator. Like Jeff Flake, he is really bad. But the question I have for you is the Heidi Heitkamp, she knows she's running false ads. Why are you guys still running her false ads, even though she even knows that they're false ads?
Yeah, that's a good question, because the default position by broadcast media is to say, you guys are going to sort this out yourself and you decide. So the Kramer campaign said to the Heitkamp campaign, hey, we didn't say it was false. AP said it was false. The Associated Press, a news organization, said it was false. Political Fact said it was false. So you should put it down. And the Heitkamp campaign put out a statement that basically ignored that criticism and said, we're going to keep doing what we're doing. Didn't say, we believe it's right. Didn't say, here, we want to argue the points that they said. Just said, no. But, at what point does the media say, okay, there's enough evidence here? It's a good question. I probably should get an expert on and talk a little bit about the threshold.
Well, the next thing you know, it becomes a First Amendment issue, too.
See, the radio stations, television stations, do not want to be in the business of saying that one's okay, that one's not okay. For one, these candidates have equal access. So when they ask for an ad, they get one. And, it trumps everything else. We can't refuse ads. We can't say, well, we don't agree with this person or that person, so we're not going to take your ad. We can't do that. But as far as when somebody, in this case a third party, says the ad is false, this is, again, the one about pre-existing conditions, that they were overstating the amount of people without pre-existing conditions. Here's where I come at this whole thing. I don't know that I trust anything I hear or see, if that's how they're going to operate. Because now their theory is a tough bounce. So those places say, we lied, we're going to keep running it. Smacks of a little desperation there. All right, here's Scott. Scott, I don't recognize where you're calling from. Where is that?
Oh, from Dilworth.
From Dilworth. Okay, what's on your mind today?
Well, yesterday you had a gentleman on that was speaking about the incident of the forestall involving McCain. And I myself am a conservative, and I do not quite agree with his political area, because he sounded more like a rhino than a true conservative. But I can't condemn his military career. You and I are the same age. We grew up in that era, and that was a war that was on the news. That was constant in our childhood. So the forestall rather interested me. There was a good movie on that, but the incident the guy was talking about was dumping raw fuel through the afterburner. And John McCain's plane was subsonic. It didn't have an afterburner. The incident on the forestall was an electronic issue with bombs and rockets being released prematurely by electrical problems with the planes. So I did not agree with his political view, but I can't. The man was a military hero in my book.
Yeah, and it's so sad, the state of our politics right now, that, and by the way, John McCain is the worst offender right now. His family's the worst offender. I don't know if you put it on McCain or who, but You know, he put out enough statements that he wanted read after his death. I assume he was very involved in all this.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, the idea that you'd say the sitting president is not allowed to speak is about as petty as you can get. You know,
yes.
It's about as petty as you can get. So I don't know. I put it all on him. Scott, appreciate the call. Thank you. Texter says that's how arrogant McCain is, not having Trump speak. Another texter, I could only believe it if they're unsure. I can only believe if they're unsure is in the ads. Chris Berg explained that one last night, and I was appalled at Heidi's team response. Wow. I don't know if I understand the first part of that, but obviously agreeing with the response from the Heitkamp campaign is stunning, to tell you the truth. Ignoring the factual issues that have been brought up about the things, they know we're going to keep running it. All right, back to your calls on What's On Your Mind after this.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from India Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farm land in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. And thank you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
On your mind, 20 past the hour, 800-228-0550. Have you made up your mind in the Kramer-Heitkamp race? Todd is of the opinion nobody possibly could have not made up their mind. I'm guessing there's a few
people. I don't know about possibly, but I'm thinking most people would have by now.
I'm of the opinion that there's still some undecideds out there. And I'm curious, what would have you saying, I need to hear more of this or more of that, or, you know, what this is what I'm waiting for. So let us know. 800-228-0550. It is clearly one of the most watched races in the country. Right now, you can't open up a national publication that does anything on politics and not read about it. A lot going on. And, you know, the trump card, no pun intended, Todd, the trump card for Heidi Heitkamp was rooting for some sort of a train wreck on trade policy. And she's been cheerleading for that, calling this reckless, terrible, awful, horrible, everything else. I see she put out a statement after yesterday during the program. We had breaking news that there was a deal with the Mexican government on NAFTA. And she puts out a statement saying, well, now we got to get to the Canadians to the table. Wilbur Ross on Thursday was on this program, the Secretary of Commerce, saying we are staging this so we do the Mexican agreement first and the Canadians will immediately be at the table after that. That's the part of politics that makes me about want to, what's a kind word of saying throw up, Todd? Regurgitate? How can I clean it up a little bit?
What's wrong with that?
Throw up in the back of my mouth? I don't know. I just, you know, is that worse?
Kind of jump well, where do you throw today. Up? That's where most people throw up. I love that
throat?
Phrase. I threw up a little bit in my own mouth. Well, where do you throw up? That's
well,
where
usually,
most people throw up.
Usually it's
not to turn that into
know,
a discussion, but
first of all, I you know this is not a topic I want to continue for any longer than we have
yeah,
to. But
thank you.
Yeah, when I the few times I've thrown up, and I hate it. Just you're sick or whatever. It you know what I'm throwing up doesn't stay in my mouth very long. It's just kind of the you know the vessel to get it out of there. No,
right. But the point is that's the path.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean,
I guess right.
unless there's some other way. I mean, unless it doesn't make it that
yeah.
far. But
I don't know. You might be right.
If you threw it up, that's up. That's where the up is.
Right. Yeah. Anyway,
we're having this discussion, but okay.
Yeah, that was really a discussion about politics that turned into showing up. And
for some people, any discussion of politics, especially these days, results in that. So
my point is this, though, on the trade stuff. Clearly, she was using that and trying to scare people and say how horrible and awful things. Remember, they did a event at when Donald Trump was here to talk about all the laundry list of things why this was a bad idea. Well, now we have a deal with the Mexicans. We have the Canadians coming to the table. And by the way, we have a $12 billion USDA program that Congressman Kevin Cramer wrote a letter to the Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue, saying, you have this program. Please use it. Our farmers are getting, caught in the crosshairs here as we negotiate this out. What can you do? And yesterday, they announced the details of that, that farmers will be eligible for up to $125,000 in direct payments from USDA. The idea being if you, you own soybeans, you want to sell your soybeans and the prices are down, you recuperate a portion of that trade loss. $12 billion. The secretary said that the efforts to renegotiate foreign trade deals could not have come at a worse time for farmers, stating that farm income in the U.S. has declined 50% in the past 5 years compared to income from record high prices for many crops experienced in 2013. Their chief economist said the same thing, adding farm income for 2018 again forecast to decline. Meanwhile, borrowing is up 21% since 2012. Debt levels have reached those of the 80s, and interest rates are on the rise. We know this is coming on top of a very tight farm economy. The direct payments will be administered by the FSA. based on total production and rates set by the USDA on about half a dozen products, including corn, wheat, soybeans, dairy, and pork. For field crops, payments will be made at a set rate on 50% of a farm's total production. The rate for wheat, 14 cents per bushel, soybeans, $1.65 per bushel, corn, a penny per bushel. Pork producers get paid at a rate of $8 per pig for all pigs on hand as of August 1. Dairy producers paid based on a margin protection production history at a rate of 12 cents per hundredweight. All right, so if you look at August 1 conditions, North Dakota's 2018 spring wheat crop forecasted 312 million bushels. So according to the USDA's National Agriculture Statistics Service, winter wheat production forecast another 2.8 million bushels. Corn, about 459 bushels. That's up 2%. Average yield forecasted about 148 bushels per acre right now. Soybean production forecasted 249 bushels. That's up 4% from last year. Average yield per acre about 38 bushels per acre. That's about $31 per acre of soybeans. If a farmer has 1,000 acres of soybean, which there are lots of people who have that amount, it comes to about $31,000. So, I know there'll be some battles over the amounts and all that going on, but I wanted you to know that $12 billion is a help. Started with Congressman Cramer. Karen in Fargo. Did you want to share your thoughts on the Senate race?
I'm going to vote for Cramer, but I was wondering if that pay-to-play ad was true.
What was the pay-to-play ad? Was that the one over beef?
No, that was one that said the senator took 40-something from the oil industry and he raised our utility bills 17%, but our utility bills haven't gone up, so I wonder why they're saying that. They said it was paid to play.
Yeah, that sounds like the same thing with the ad that was recently debunked as false by the AP and PolitiFact on pre-existing conditions, and there was one prior to that that was incorrect. I don't know the particulars of that. I mean, first of all, when you take a campaign a contribution from the oil industry, that doesn't mean you run do something for the oil industry. If that's the accusation, then Heidi Heitkamp has to explain why she has the money she has from Hollywood. Right? Is she doing what Hollywood wants her to do? Is she doing what unions want her to do? I wouldn't pay much attention to it. I will find the actual ad and the actual accusation, though, and make sure we ask Congressman Cramer about it Friday in his talk radio town hall. Thanks for the vote, Karen. Appreciate it. More after this.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's On Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night's stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House Oversight Committee today will question Justice Department official Bruce Orr behind closed doors about his connections to former British spy Christopher Steele and the firm Fusion GPS, who combined to compile a now infamous dossier about President Trump's alleged Russia connections. Orr's wife worked for Fusion GPS, and he's been accused of anti-Trump bias. Congressman Ron DeSantis, the Florida Republican, says
he was one of the highest-ranking officials in Obama's Justice Department, reporting directly to the anti-Trump Deputy Attorney General Sally Yates. So it's really an unprecedented use of official prosecutorial resources to have him that deeply involved in generating this opposition research.
DeSantis was speaking on Fox and Friends this morning, and this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
On your mind. 28 before the top of the hour, brought to you this hour by our friends at the Dakota Lazy J Ranch, home of that delicious grass finished beef that's high in omega 3 oils. Very beneficial for your nerve coatings. Todd could tell you all about this, being the medical school graduate that he is, but you know, your body develops nerves of steel and a mind sharp as a tack, which is very essential in the world we live in today when you have more omega-3 oils. Did you know that?
I know you're supposed to have omega-3 oils, but my medical expertise has yet to even be begun to be developed. So,
beef is just the best. It, you know, besides being what's for dinner, it's just is the best. We love beef. We're big fans of the cattle industry here. And our friends from Morristown, South Dakota, that serve North Dakota and South Dakota, this grass-finished Angus beef. It's a great beef to add into your repertoire, you know, in the freezer, in the menu. And if you call them, they will organize everything you need to, number one, say, yep, that's mine. Number two, yep, let's take them to this butcher shop. And number three, let's have that packaged beef. It's a great way to go. You can message them on Facebook at Dakota Lazy J Ranch, or you can call them at 605-524-3472. Great price, great beef, great folks. Call them, 605-524-3472. Appreciate them very much. All right, back to the calls here at 800-228-0550. We have a question on the table as to whether you're undecided in the Senate race in North Dakota. If you're not, who you're voting for? If you are undecided, why you're undecided? What you're waiting for? One of our questions we're talking about today on the program. A ton of texts I need to get to as well, and I will in just a moment. Hebron, North Dakota, is where we go next. And David, go ahead, David.
Yeah. Kevin Kramer, by the way, I had a call here about 2 days ago. I don't know who it was from. They were taking a poll where I said, Heidi Heitkamp, no way in the world. Well, when her brother had the talk show there in Bismarck, he was bragging kind of all the time what kind of good Catholics they are. Well, they don't follow the Catholic religion at all. Otherwise, they'd vote against abortion. The biggest hypocrites I ever heard of. Another thing I wanted to weigh in on is that the money they're giving away to USDA. What about the guy that's the cow calf guy? He ain't going to get no money or what? Why are we left behind? Everybody else, all the years, they got big payments. You know, cow calf guy never got nothing. Thank you.
I'm just scanning this to see if I missed something, because the pork was in there, but
Right, corn, wheat, soybeans, dairy, pork. I don't have all the details. I'm looking at a story from the Bismarck Tribune here. Beef, dairy, pork, and some specialty crop producers also could benefit from another portion of the aid package. USDA will be making $1.2 billion in commodity purchases, which are then used by the states to feed those in need. Yeah, I forgot about that. So evidently what they're doing there is they're going to buy up a bunch of beef. So the aid way, the aid in that sense comes from an actual purchase of the beef. So plan to spend $14.8 million on beef, $84.9 million on dairy, $558 million on pork. So a little bit there for you. Okay, David?
Yeah. I had one other thing here when you had your anniversary about guys' radio or whatever. The old Reb, we used to listen to him a lot from KFYR, and he had a promotion going once that if you sent in a self-addressed stamped envelope, he would send you an antique coat hanger. And what it turned out to be was a rusty nail.
Oh, no, I haven't heard that one. Oh, my gosh, that's great.
KFYR, I don't know what year it was. It was a really bad blizzard, like a three-day blizzard, and there was people, you know, stranded and whatever, and they stayed on the air. That was the first time they ever stayed on the air, 24 hours, and anybody that was missing or whatever, if they got someplace to a phone or whatever, they could call the radio station, and, you know, so that the members of their family knew they were safe or whatever. And after that, KFYR, they were on the radio 24 hours a day, but that was the first time up till then that they were on 24 hours a day. I don't know if that was in 66 or when it was, but anyway.
Wow.
I love the antique coat hanger. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. David, thank you very much. Appreciate the call. Justin, I don't know where you're calling from, Justin, but you can just take it away. You're next, and what's on your mind?
What? I just think that I'm voting for Kramer. I know I am because he's got the R behind his name that I know I can count on it. And I Trump has never given me a reason to not trust him. I think even with some of these tariffs, people think some of this stuff is going wrong with crops. If we don't sell crops for 3 years, I don't care because I know we're going to come out on the winning end.
Wow, that's an extraordinary statement. And one similar to the comments that the Commerce Secretary heard when he was here and, listening to a trade roundtable, a number of different folks in commodities, and you know, somebody said, Dave, just we're in it to win it. We're behind you. And he said, boy, if our attitude is yours, Justin, to be in it to win it, we will win. No doubt about it. And I asked him, specifically, I said, well, what's harming you? And he said, basically, this is my words, but all this carping that's showing up in the newspapers of foreign capitals. And I think there's a certain Senate candidate who's been, you know, cheerleading the demise of this thing, which I'm amazed because she, on one hand, is trying to say, oh, I'm so sorry, you poor, you know, producers, you're having to put up with this and this trade deal. And then meanwhile, trash talking it and making it more difficult to get a deal. Thankfully, the strategy has fallen flat on its face as of this NAFTA deal. So more to do, obviously, but I think that's that's good news. But to say 3 years, I'll take some losses to get it right in the long run, is a bold, gutsy backing of the president, Justin.
And we're all going to be better for it. And we're all going to be way better off in the long run because he's going to save this country. And I know God put him in that position for a reason. And all these affairs and all these things that people are making up about him and this Russia thing, it's none of it's true. He's never given us a reason to not trust him.
It's funny you say it's not true. I mean, I find myself saying, well, how do you know? In other words, when the whole business of, you know, the president's attorney coming out, $130,000 payment to a mistress who he had an affair with, how do you know that? Who, I mean, you're going to take that ambulance chasing attorney, that is, you know, cashing in, running around, you know, with her as, you know, a credible? You know, I mean, the other thing I'll say is, you know, I'd like to at some point say that somebody ought to be able to say, you know, I did some things I'm not proud of in my past. I'm sorry. I've told the people in my life that were harmed by that. I'm sorry. Can we look forward now? You know, the idea that, you know, it, in my mind, in this isn't really a swamp thing, but it's a fallen world thing. And the fallen world says, Justin, if you did something bad, I want you to feel guilty forever. I want to hang that around your neck. I want you worried that that's going to come up at the next PTA meeting, right? It's designed to drag you down and pull you down, right? And that isn't what redemption is about. That isn't what forgiveness is about. That isn't about, you know, the cleansing that comes from a reconciliation to say, I'm sorry, I was wrong, it's in my past, I'm done. You know, and that's what the swamp doesn't get. Because the swamp lives in that world. That's them. They're living that life. And so they want to bring everybody else into the muck with them. Am I making any sense at all?
Oh, yeah. And when the wall gets built, and we get into Space Force, and we're in charge of space before the Russians do, we'll see who the winner is.
Another point. Justin, thank you. Appreciate your call, and also admire your boldness. Steve in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Scott, you're absolutely right. You know, may the one without sin cast the first stone. I mean, you got to be pretty careful when you start pointing fingers around the room and they start digging deeper at what you may or may not have done. So it drives me crazy when they do that. But Heidi Heitkamp is very frustrating to me. I'm sure she's a nice person. I think I met her once. She's a very good politician by changing it from who I am, what I believe, and how I vote to whoever runs against me is evil. And that's what she does. And quite frankly, she's reasonably effective at it. She was the last time and squeaked by with a bunch of, you know, who knows where those votes came from. I won't even elaborate on that because I don't know exactly where they came from.
Let me stop you there. You know, there were certainly, you know, there was that. I mean, you've got 3,000 margin victory, and you have whatever it was, 9, 10, 11,000 affidavits of people saying they were who they were, and, you know, different places where there were some questions. However, I know this for a fact. Republicans voted for Heidi Heitkamp in enough numbers to elect her. Now, my big question would be, why? What are you thinking? Because you are not a Republican if you support what Heidi Heitkamp supports, period, end of statement.
The key things are she's radically pro-abortion. That vote on the Senate floor for some, you know, they talk about common sense, you know, they don't even call it gun control anymore. It's common sense gun safety. Well, common sense abortion safety, that was a no-brainer. And she voted for infanticide, you know, not debatable. She supports Barack Obama. She supports Hillary Clinton. If Hillary Clinton would have been elected, they would have outlawed coal, and their next step was fracking, and then they would have implemented regulations that you could not believe on cattle because they, you know, have gas emissions, on farming. They hate pesticides. They hate herbicides. They hate all of it. What does North Dakota run on? Everything I just described. And if the Democrats take control of anything, the Senate, the House, the presidency in the long term, that's what they want to do. It's not debatable. That's what they preach all day long. I don't understand how the people in North Dakota think that that's beneficial to North Dakota in the long run. Makes no sense to me.
Your mind has long been made up, it sounds like to me. They put you down as a...
It's not even... I mean, again, go back to Dorgan, go back to Pomeroy, go back to Conrad. It was just embarrassing. They would go to Washington, D.C. and vote like socialist Marxists. And then, you know, 8 months before an election, they'd come running back and talk about how folksy, homey, common sense conservative they are. They're not.
Yeah, rolled up sleeves in the shirts. You remember that? The flannel shirt, and then roll it up a little bit on the arm, then give it the whole look. Yeah. Steve, appreciate the call and the passion on the issue as well. Karen and Fargo, you are next. Lots of text to get to, too, on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live First.
Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Listening to this commercial could save you up to $2,000. I'm at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 with my neighbor, Vince Webker, and I am looking at some of the best patio furniture that is made anywhere. And you, come on in, save up to $2,000. Look at your backyard. If that patio furniture has been there a while, replace it with the best. Why is this the best?
Well, it's commercial. It literally has been for 50 years commercial grade. It will last. It's a 15-year warranty. It's comfortable. I discovered this on my own. The more you spend on patio furniture, the more you're going to use it. It's just that good.
We had, you know, tables and chairs in the backyard for a long, long time. Not until we bought Tropitone with that fire table did we use it regularly. I mean, you'll use it a lot more because it's just a great environment.
Yeah, it's, I think, way more comfortable than your indoor furniture. So it's and it's built to last in our climate. It's not going to blow away with the wind. The cushions, if it pours, you don't have to bring those in every day. If it pours rain, they'll be drying literally in 15 minutes. And there's so many different styles and group sets, and you can design your own and pick out your own fabric, and it's kind of a fun process.
You won't want to leave the backyard all summer long. It's worth it. Come on in. Use the promo code ACE. Just tell them Scott sent you. You'll get up to $2,000 off. Tropitone patio furniture, the best of the best at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Lots of game tables. Don't forget that. Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot, and now Devil's Lake, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
John McCain is not letting the president speak or whatever. He thinks that hurts the president. That arrogant thinks he's that well liked that we'll all change our minds. Well, if he doesn't want Trump to speak at his funeral, then Trump's no good. He thinks his dying wish will be everybody will turn on Trump because he's an arrogant man, not Donald Trump. McCain is that way, and that shows exactly who McCain is. He was a nobody, and he's still a nobody, and never was anybody.
800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550, on What's On Your Mind. What confuses me, says the listener, is the whole flag flap. They complained the last 2 years about not using veterans as an excuse to not kneel for the anthem, and now it's a big deal that the flag wasn't in half-staff long enough for a veteran?
Another texter, you were wondering if people are still on the fence in the Kramer-Heitkamp race. She's desperate and telling the voters untruths. Does that work in North Dakota? Can you play that game? Even to the extent where news organizations are calling you out? Another, how could anyone even think about voting for Heidi and or any other liberal Democrat after all Trump has accomplished in less than 2 years, even with all the kicking and screaming from the Democrats? It is pretty amazing, which, by the way, is why they continue to get just vicious on everything. Things like, you know, fighting over whether the flag has been at half staff long enough. I mean, it's nonstop. How about Tiger Woods? Tiger Woods, for crying out loud, is being bludgeoned by the golf and media world because he dare to say this really over-the-top, unbelievable, effusive comment about the President of the United States. Listen to this.
He's the President of the United States, and you have to respect the office. And no matter who's in the office, he may like, dislike personality or the politics, but we all must respect office.
Do you have anything more broadly to say about the state, I guess, the discourse of race relations?
No, I just finished 72 holes and really hungry.
I don't want to do race relations. I want to eat. I don't blame him one bit for crying out loud. We'll save race relations for tomorrow. I just got done with the, you know, a little golf. But folks, all he said was respect the office of the president. And they're going crazy. They're having a meltdown over this. Oh, it's tiresome. It really is. At what point do you just tune it out and say, you know what? There's no pleasing you, for crying out loud. I've been talking a lot about driver safety lately because the North Dakota Safety Council is the region's leader in driver safety training, and they pair up with Workforce Safety and Insurance to bring you a training spotlight. We want to highlight safety. We want to keep you alive. And they have a new 4-hour defensive driving course. This is approved for an insurance discount and a point reduction in North Dakota. Employers, this course qualifies for the Safe Driver Program that WSI does. That'll help you save money on your workers' comp premiums. The course itself, pretty practical, just strategies to reduce collision-related injuries and fatalities and costs, and how to deal with distracted, aggressive, and fatigued driving, and conditions that improve your handling, impact driving and how to control them. You get an insurance discount, a point reduction. September 11th is the next course in Fargo. The upcoming defensive driving course can be registered for online at ndsc.org, ndsc.org. Click the training icon. It's right at the top. Fargo, September 11th. Could save your life. You own a business? A driver's out there? Save their lives, save the company a lot of money, lawsuits, hassles, everything else. ndsc.org. Click that training icon. Karen in Fargo wants to talk about John McCain. Go ahead, Karen.
Even though John McCain had brain cancer and was over 80 years old, I was hoping he wouldn't die in 2018 because I miss him.
What do you miss?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening. What do you miss? Karen. Karen, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, good. What do you miss?
Well, first of all, his bravery. Second of all, his ethics.
Okay, bravery. How was he? I get he was brave POW and in the U.S. Navy, no doubt about that. But what was brave about his service in the Senate?
He was always to the left, trying to compromise instead of having so much antagonism between both parties.
Speaking of antagonism, do you think he was right to say he didn't want Donald Trump to speak at his funeral? His dying wish for the president not to speak? Is that a little antagonistic?
No, I can understand why he doesn't want Donald Trump to speak there, but he usually was conciliatory towards the towards people he ran against.
Not the President Trump. Thanks, well, Sharon. Appreciate the call.
So call and tell us.
When we come back, an expert from Denver.
Or 701-258-0553.
Stay tuned for that and more.
This is Scott Hillen. I often hear from mineral owners about the difficulty of managing their minerals and knowing whether or not they're being paid properly. Now there's a solution with MineralTracker.com. Designed and built by a team of oil and gas experts in Watford City, North Dakota, Mineral Tracker is one-of-a-kind technology that is revolutionizing the way mineral owners are managing their oil and gas interests. Sign up for a free trial. Call 833-842-2923. Go to MineralTracker.com or email info@RoyaltyMatters.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.